Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Bernardo Predichella, a research scientist engineering with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Predichella.
Thanks, Bruce.
As part of the 2016 Manitoba Spring Producer Meetings, you discussed the topic, Technology to Improve Swine Transportation. Why has swine transportation and equipment for transporting swine become such a hot topic right now?
So it all came down to the threat of disease, right? When the outbreak of PED happened in the U.S., and then of course it happened in Canada as well, one of the main factors that were identified in the spread of PED is the trailer. So and the main reason for this topic being hot topic right now is because everyone wants to ensure high biosecurity for the trailers to prevent the spread of PED, which is, as we all know, a very devastating disease if you infect your barn.
And what are some of the other considerations as we look to improve trailer design and why?
Yeah, so while biosecurity was one of the top issues, then as we look closely at trailers, then we also identify the other concerns that would have been already on, present at this time, like animal welfare. So we all know that with the existing trailers, then there's some concern about uneven or non-uniform conditions, the different compartments within the trailer during transport, depending on the conditions, summer or winter. Then we see also some concerns regarding efficiencies, like the loading and unloading. And we conducted a survey that said it's hard for the truckers bending over a lot because of the small compartments when they're loading the trailers. Then we saw also concerns regarding the cost. Of course, it's an ongoing concern. Like we like to lower the freight cost per pig in general. And if you're operating or your own trailer, then you also have to reduce as much as possible your operating and maintenance costs for these trailers.
What have we been seeing in terms of new trailer design? What are the main factors being considered as innovations are incorporated into these new designs, and what are the factors?
So when we started looking at this, then we look at what are the available options or technologies out there to address these different issues that have been identified regarding the existing trailers. So in response to potential contamination or infection of the animals during transport by airborne diseases, so we've seen that there are some air filtration systems that have been installed in some trailers that are already on the road right now to protect the animals against infection by airborne diseases. So that's one. There's also some misting and cooling system that have been installed to address the issue with the extreme conditions during summer in particular. Then there are systems for automatic disinfection, or the main thing, at least for the PED, is you want to heat up the trailer after disinfection to a certain temperature, which deactivates the PED. So there are systems that can be installed in trailers right now, but the main cost, I guess, the main barrier against that is the cost of installing all those systems.
In terms of biosecurity in trailer design, how have priorities changed and why, and what changes have been made to accommodate that aspect in particular?
Yes, in terms of biosecurity, it's washing protocol that has been the focus right now. So first, ensuring that all the materials, bedding materials, for example, are removed. And then it's properly dried and disinfected. And then while doing that, you identify that there are some nooks and crannies in existing trailers that are really hard to keep clean or disinfect. So that demanded that the existing trailers be redesigned or at least modified to avoid having all those difficult to access or difficult to clean areas.
How effective have these new cleaning and disinfection strategies actually been, and what are the factors there?
Well, in terms of effectiveness, the prevention of the spread of PED is one and a good indicator that we're doing a good job in ensuring that the trailers that are in use right now are biosecure, right? But of course, there are some some incidences that the disease is still got through. So one of the, I guess one of the other things that I've been focusing now is the inspection. So ensuring that after the trailer has been washed and disinfected, then there's some ways by which we can verify or confirm that the trailer is indeed has been properly cleaned or sanitized.
What approaches are being used or looked at this point in order to ensure these trailers have been fully disinfected?
So the Canadian Swine Health Board has come up with a document, quality assurance protocols, ensuring that the way that these trailers are clean or disinfected or done properly. So they have specified methods right there. And then, but the Prairie Swine Center, we also looked at alternative ways or alternative tools wherein we can quickly confirm the cleanliness of a trailer that has been just dropped down in our own farm, for example. So this is based on an ATP method wherein the results can be obtained very quickly in just a matter of few minutes, whereas using the traditional or the specified method, the culture method, takes at least 2 days to find out whether this trailer has passed inspection. So we found that this ATP method can be a complement to the culture method, and it's also able to help us identify spots within the trailer that require more attention.
And is there anything you would like to add?
None at this time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Bernardo Predichella, a research scientist engineering with the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.